That's who he was writing to all last summer. He's been meeting her all over the school in secret. I walked in on them kissing in an empty classroom one day. He was so upset when she was, you know, attacked. You won't tease him, will you? She added anxiously.
"Wouldn't dream of it," said Fred, who was looking as if his birthday had come early. "Definitely not," said George, sniggering. The Hogwarts Express slowed and finally stopped. Harry pulled out his quill and a bit of parchment and turned to Ron and Hermione. "This is called a telephone number," he told Ron, scribbling it twice, tearing the parchment in two and handing it to them. "I told your dad how to use a telephone last summer. He'll know. Call me at the Dursleys, OK? I can't stand another 2 months with only Dudley to talk to."
"Your aunt and uncle will be proud, though, won't they?" said Hermione, as they got off the train and joined the crowd thronging towards the enchanted barrier. "When they hear what you did this year."
"Proud," said Harry. "Are you mad? All those times I could have died and I didn't manage it. They'll be furious." And together they walked back through the gateway to the Muggle world.